We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. I have a cool guest coming on my podcast. His name is Sam, and he runs his own podcast called The Autism Rock and Roll. And I'm just going to let him introduce himself, because that's what I'd like to do with some of my guests. So welcome, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Clare. It's a huge, humongous honor.
So tell me a little bit about your podcast.
Okay. Oh, this is my mom, by the way. She's going to be joining us as well.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on here. My name is Gina, and I'm Sam's mom.
So what is it?
So to answer your question about my podcast. Oh.
You're not.
I know. So to talk about my podcast, it's about autism, because I have high functioning autism. I'm on the spectrum, and I've been on it for a good long time. And I've started to get the stigma off of autism, and it's about autism, how it could with daily struggles that you may or may not understand.
And what kind of struggles do you go through every day?
Okay. So the first one is this. Have you ever said something to where you spat out and you probably thought, oh shoot, I shouldn't have said that?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Thank you. Okay. You're not the only one. That's one of my struggles. I spit out something I probably shouldn't have said, like, it comes out of your mouth, you're like, oh, you want to put it back in.
Yep, that's my life every single day.
At least someone else is like that. And I don't compromise well. I don't do plan Bs. I'm like, we're doing it or we're not doing it. You know, like, we're not going to go to the store and if it's strawberry ice cream, like, let's say that, for example, I want that. We're getting that strawberry ice cream or I'm not getting anything at all.
I can relate to that a little bit as well, too. For me, I struggle with sometimes looking people in the eye. I've gotten better at it. I kind of made a game out of it a little bit. I first looked at it behind the wall at the person, I looked at the wall, and then I looked at the person's eyes, and then I go around the room multiple times, and then looked at the rug behind their feet and whatnot. I don't look at their feet, but I look behind them a lot of the time, so then it doesn't look like I'm staring at them.
Yeah, that's another problem. I don't mean to stare, but when I get bored with something, that's my way of shutting down with schoolwork is I'm not like, well, screw this school, screw this math assignment. I'm not doing it. No, like, that's not me. Or I'm like, I know what, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not like that. My way of shutting down is I just stare at a person or look always to the left and look at a wall or a person and stare at that accidentally.
That's what I did with my schoolwork when I was in middle school. I stared at my work because I hated schoolwork, especially math. It was probably why I'm not an accountant. Like I said to people, I've always
totally relate to that.
I like from seeing the numbers in my bank account go up. There's only been going down lately. Thanks, pandemic.
I think everybody can.
Yeah.
So, just out of curiosity, why did you pick the name Autism Rock and Rolls?
Well, it's rocks and rolls. I don't mean to correct you, but I know someone get the listeners confused because there's a podcast called Autism Rock and Roll, but it's rocks and rolls. I just don't want to get them confused. So the why I picked that is because I picked autism because that was the name. We thought it's like, what would be something going to go with it? And it was going to be inside an autistic brain, but that sounded bland. So I thought, well, wait a minute. What do I like? Maybe I could make a hobby and turn to something I like and put that in the title. So I learned that over time, I still do love rock music, like hard metal, rock, edgy music. And that's where we came up with the name Rocks and Rolls.
That's cool. What's your favorite type? What's your favorite band?
Oh, it's a tie between two, AC/DC and Nickelback.
I like AC/DC too. I've seen two of them in concert.
You lucky dog.
They weren't easy tickets to come by. Though I did say to myself, if they were ever having one last rock and roll show before they all retired, I was going to be at their very, very front row seat.
You gotta take me with you, man.
Sure, why not?
And you should check out their new album, Power Up 2020. That's a good album. Reminds you of the old AC/DC.
Yeah, I put some of their new songs in on my Spotify playlist. Didn't pick all of them. Some of them I didn't care for. I'm kind of picky and choosy. I don't know. I'm weird.
We're all weird.
Yeah, that's, there's no normal.
There's no normal. We're all weird.
That's what we all say.
I guarantee I'm weird.
So, what do you think is the most challenging part being autistic?
Socializing, honestly. I mean, nothing against you, but doing this is a minor challenge, but socializing in person or at school is a major challenge.
I get that. What about for a parent, what do you find most struggling for with someone who lives with you who's autistic?
Well, I mean, you know, as a mom, as a parent, when your child struggles, you feel like you're struggling too. So I don't know. I mean, probably being patient and trying to look at the world like Sam looks at the world, because I think that's only fair. When he was diagnosed, when he was four, you know, I always spent not a lot of time, but like for a while, I thought, okay, Sam, I understand that he has autism, but at the same time, he's got to, like, you know, conform to our world, and he has to do this and he has to do that. And then finally I thought, well, wait a minute, he does, but I should be looking at the world through his eyes too. Like, he shouldn't have to look through the world through my eyes, because that's harder for him. So that's kind of the struggle sometimes, is if he's struggling with something, part of me just wants to be like, are you serious? Like, come on, like, stop it. Like, let's just do this. Like, let's do it this way. And that's not possible for him sometimes. So that's the hardest thing for me, is to be patient and to understand, like, you got to let him think things through the way that he knows how. So that's what I
find
hard.
But do you feel like that sometimes society, does it ever feel like that society always feel like we have to adapt to society's measures, and that they never adapt to us?
Yeah.
I think yes, but mainly it's in teenagers.
Yeah. But I think you can come at that various ways. I think that society does have a stigma on autism, and that's kind of Sam's mission through his podcast, is kind of remove that and to, like, get people to understand that, one, this is how people on the spectrum think. And unless they're being destructive, violent, disrespectful, then we need to stop trying to make them what people call normal, because that's not fair. You know, nobody should get to choose what normal is. That's just, there's no normal. That's not the right thing. So, but yeah. And then, like, it depends on the age group. you know, adults seem to be more understanding because of maturity, but you have, you know, little kids that tell it like it is. And then you have just those awful middle school, high school years where, you know, that's hard for everybody on or off of the spectrum. I think that, you know, Sam had a really hard time fitting in middle school, kind of early high school, because people just didn't know how to take him, or they just didn't give him the time of day. They just immediately judged him like, okay, he's a little quirky. Like, he's not really acting like we're acting, so we're not going to talk to him. We're not going to, you know, bring him into our group, because that's what kids do. And so that was hard, you know, but.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know how that feels too, because I was bullied and from elementary school all the way to high school. And part of me, I wish it never happened, but I kind of think it got me to where I am today, because I kind of feel like, you know, it kind of has to go through some of these hardships. I also understand that I also feel the same way that there's a lot of people, especially some people in Hollywood, do not understand autism. I was telling Sam before you came down to the podcast that there's this new movie called Music. It has 1,000 bad stars, and it's getting has 2 nominations for the Golden Globes this coming Sunday. And I said to him that it's that their message is like the most discouraging message of them all. And they said in their message of, and I never seen the movie by any means, but just reading upon the movie, they said that the director didn't research autism very well. The actor who played an autistic character wasn't even autistic. And they also, they say that it's okay to use restraint against people who have autism. And I also did research upon that, that it's illegal to do that in 30 plus states. I don't know what happened to the other 20 states, but I think they fell asleep somewhere. But yeah, I just want to get your thoughts if you have heard anything of that movie.
I haven't.
Heard that movie. We should check it out.
Yeah, right? We will.
And I'm just curious. I also said to Sam, I made a petition if you guys would like to sign it after the show, because I'm going to send it eventually to Hollywood, whoever in Hollywood I need to sign to, and to share my disgracefulness of the movie. Somebody tried to do that ending of last year into this year. I don't know the outcome of that petition. Honestly, I don't think it really worked, because they still had the premiere of the movie.
I will look at that. Have you ever watched the series The Good Doctor?
I heard of it. I watched, I think, the first episode, but my days of the week are so busy. I like karate 3 days a week, and then I class 2 days a week, and
yeah, I can feel that. I'm a black belt, so I can totally relate with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you do taekwondo?
It used to be mixed martial arts, but now that I'm just in kickboxing.
Oh, cool. She was in kickboxing too, but she had a bad knee that won the fight, honestly.
Yeah, I did 5 years of Krav Maga.
Jeez.
So but then like messed my knee up. So, well, I'm going to let you guys talk. I'm going to run upstairs and try to get some work done, but I just wanted to pop in and say hi and meet you and give you some of my thoughts, but I think Sam can take it over from here, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Sam, you can go ahead.
All right.
So, Sam, just out of curiosity, what do you think needs to change for people to understand autism more?
What was that? Sorry.
What do you think needs to change for people to understand autism?
What people need to change is give us a chance, honestly. They need to give us the opportunity. And give us the opportunity to see that we're not bad people and we're not broken.
I totally agree with you on that one. I feel like that we could do a lot better in this world, especially, I don't know if you know this, but the there's some companies like Apple, Microsoft, and I think Google also hire people who's on the spectrum to get their perspective, because I know for me, I look at the very little small details of everything, which probably drives a lot of people nuts.
We're perfect. I always say we're perfectionist.
Yeah, I can definitely say I'm one of them, because some of the stuff that breaks on my website or doesn't do what I want to do, I'm like, can this thing work the way I want it to work? No. I think that's probably why a lot of stuff takes me a long time, because I just want everything to be perfect.
That's why my editing with my podcast and my editing, it takes a while. And that's why I think I'm so good at it, because I don't miss the detail. I'm like, nope, we're not going to skip that. If it's possible, click.
Sometimes I just kind of allow the mistakes to happen a little bit, just because to keep it real, as everything just kind of, you know, everything tries to be perfect on commercials on TV, and you have the misconception of like, hey, everything has to be one way, and I was like, yeah, okay, I had an extra in my sentence, oh well.
Yeah, and no, and here's the deal: it does not have to be their way; it can be your way.
Yeah, my way or the highway.
I know it sounds like I'm defining the parents or something like that, but no. If we're doing it, we're going to do it our way. If you don't like it, I guess we're not going to do it then. That's what I always kind of believed, is, you know, like when I get a job, I'm going to stock shelves my way, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Hopefully not get fired, but.
So how long have you been podcasting for?
All over a year, since October 2019.
Geez, your podcast is older than mine. Geez. I've been podcasting since...
I know, you do the math.
Yeah, I've been podcasting since April of last year. Yeah. I'm only... How many people have you interviewed so far for your podcast?
I can tell you that. So yes, I've had some big guests. I'll tell you who they are. The first guy I've had is Armani Williams, who was the first openly NASCAR autistic driver. I've had a guy named Abe Shapiro, who is the Neurodiversity Coalition at Indiana University. He made it. And then, do you watch Guys Grocery Games at all?
Yeah.
Or guy, like Food Network shows?
Yep.
Okay. Do you know the bald-headed one? Like Simon Majumdar?
I never heard of him, but I think if I seen him, I probably would remember.
Okay. I've had him. He plays for Autistic Charities. Also has a nephew that has autism, so that's near and dear to his heart. I've had family. I've had Temple Grandin, who's the biggest autistic advocate probably alive. She's changed the cattle world a lot. And I've also had James Durbin, who's the fourth runner-up on the 2011 American Idol season. I've also had my karate instructors. I've also had Manny Harvey, who is the fourth runner-up on the 2017 AGT season. So fourth runner-up must be my magic number. I don't know why. Peter Lance is a video game developer that has autism. And recently, Jason McElwain, who made 20 points in a single game. And he has autism as well. And Manny is deaf.
Jeez. Just out of curiosity, how do you find these people?
Message them. That's honestly the best way. If you go to Facebook and you type in their name, some will have them, some won't. But let's say you want to, I'm going to make a, let's say you're a celebrity, okay? Jimmy Clare. Mm-hmm. Okay, it says messaging, because that's where, because you sometimes check their messenger.
Yep.
Click that, send them a message. And they either ignore or they respond. But then sometimes it's Jimmy Clare. Nope. Then you just forget about him.
Man, I wish I was a celebrity.
I know. I do too. I do too, buddy. I think we all do.
Just to tell you a little bit about me, my subscribers know this, but I'm actually an autism advocate and a motivational speaker, and I'm actually applied to be on the speaking at this National Autism Convention in June of this year.
That's funny. I got asked too.
Really? Jeez.
I did. I think I did. Let me go check. I'm pretty sure I did. Let me go check.
Hey, Mom. What? Text you?
Oh. I made a mistake. My mom's working on it, but we might be able to, we may not. It depends.
Do you think that are there any other misconceptions about autism?
Yeah, that were dumb, that were stupid, that were completely broke, like broken inside, that we can't do anything. Not the case. He's autistic. He's gonna love his parents forever. Wrong.
I agree with that one too. I don't like those misconceptions either.
I hate them.
Yeah. You and me both. Before we wrap up, just out of curiosity, where can people find you and listen to your podcast?
So they can find me on Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And are you on any social media networks?
Facebook, Sam Stories.
Okay. And I'll put all these links in the show notes. And do you have any last words before we wrap up?
Rock and roll. It's so simple yet so complicated.
Perfect. Well, thanks for being on the show, Sam. And
of course.
I look forward to, I'll definitely send your message when this episode's up and running.
All right. Thank you. Thank you again.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.